رحمه الرحيم نوايه الاربعين نوايه الاحتفال نوايه الخدمه نوايه العزله نوايه الرياضه نوايه السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. اطيعوا الله واطيعوا الرسول واولي الامر منكم. In this session, inshallah, we will begin to explain Surah Al-Kawthar, Surah number 108. And it says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna sha'niaka huwa al-abtar. Means, to thee have we granted the abundance, which is bounty of Allah, bestowed on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said, inna a'tainak, what he said, we gave you the Kawthar. And he said, we gave. He didn't say, we are giving. He didn't say, we will be giving. He said, inna a'tainaka, in the past tense. When Allah say, inna a'tainaka, we have given you or gave you already. Means we have given you before you are being created, and anything being created. We have given you the, what, abundance? The abundance, Allah's bounty. What are Allah's bounty? No description, no detail, no one knows. Allah is saying, we have given you that no one knows what I gave you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's up to my greatness, I give. Means no limitation. So wherever you limit the Prophet, that is a mistake. When you say a Prophet is a someone that brought the message and died, and that's it, that is a big mistake. Yeah, Prophet, everyone is going to die. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed from this life, but that doesn't mean that he is like me or like you, or like anyone else. No one Allah said to him from any other Prophet, what, that we have given, I gave you the abundance. Except to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what he said, inna a'tainaka what? Al-Kawthar. Kawthar, that in Arabic, coming from kathir. Kathir is too much. So, we gave you the too much. So how you can restrict then, or limit and narrow down what Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi wasallam? Whatever you exaggerate in praising Prophet, that verse of Holy Quran tells you, whatever you exaggerate and you praise Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in exaggeration, is not yet anything to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him and raised him. But you need mind to understand. You need heart to understand. Today they like Imam Muhammad al-Busayri, how much he praised Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Till today everyone is reciting Al-Burda al-Sharif and Al-Mudariyah, what he wrote in poetry. Some people, they are happy with it, they recited everything. Some people, they say, no, don't do that, that's will end you into a line that too much exaggeration of praising the prophet. And Allah saying in this verse, one verse, the number 108 surah Kawthar, which is three verses. In three verses, Allah described that all human being say whatever you want to say of praising Prophet as much as you feel free to say is not shirk. Because I have given him more than what you are going to express. And that's from that secret of that ayah, Muhammad al-Busayri said in his poetry that say whatever you want to say about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but don't say as the Christian said about Sayyidina Isa that he is God or Son of God. Means go whatever you want, high. So who gave Prophet more is Allah when he said Muhammadun Rasulullah, he made it to follow La ilaha illallah. He raised him. Say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. When someone wants to give, if I want to give you something, there must be someone give and someone take. Huh? Someone give, someone take. If there is no someone taking, so how you give? Huh? You give in the air? No. So when Allah said, we have given you, not in dunya, he gave him before. Means that would explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given something that was existing. And that's why when he was asked, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Allah, and when Jabir asked him what Allah has created first, he said, you, my light, Ya Jabir. So Allah was giving that light and building up that light by putting it in Bahrul Qudra. And that light was turning. That light was turning around in Bahrul Qudra. Taking more, accumulating more of energy. As it turned, it takes more. As it turned, when someone turns, spin, what happened?
Centrifuge.
So more and more power. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in circumambulating in the Bahrul Qudra, more and more power. That power Allah is giving to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why he said in that hadith that from 1/4 of that light Allah created creation from that light of Muhammad. That's why he said, "Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar." He gave you beyond description. We gave you al-kathir min kulli shay. From everything that Allah created, I gave you, Ya Muhammad, more than that. What he was then was what Prophet was being given. That's why no one knows. And that's why Prophet's level, what Allah has raised him, no one knows. No one, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knows what he gave his Prophet. No one else knows. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and are many ahadith explaining what is the meaning in a'tainaka al-kawthar. One of them, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he read it, he said, do you know what Allah has given me? What is that Kawthar? It is a
river in paradise that Allah has promised. That Allah has promised, and He gave meaning that. In it, lot of khair, lot of goodness, abundance in that river. He said, أحلى من العسل, more sweet than honey. Its sweetness is more than honey. وأشد بياضا من اللبن. And it's more white than yogurt or milk. وأبرد من الثلج. And more cooler, more cold than the ice. He said, more sweet than honey. Okay, what is more sweet than honey? Look, think about it. His Prophet ﷺ, he said, أحلى من العسل, more sweet than honey. Honey is the most sweetest, and Allah has given to human being fi shifa. It's a cure for a human being. Means what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Prophet from that honey in that river which is more sweet than honey, means it has an effect of purity to cure human being. If anyone wants to quench his thirst, he will be cured. Means anyone wants to come to me as Muhammadur Rasulullah will be given knowledge sweeter than every knowledge else. Knowledge of Akhirah. And more white than milk. More white than milk, that means any knowledge today that you acquire or you learn must be in it an ego flavor. Anything. First, when they say something, they write their names. PhD, so and so. PhD, so and so. Professor, so and so. Doctor. Even now, Muslim scholar, they become to write doctors in front of their names. You are sleeping?
No.
So,
he said, أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ, more white than milk. Means, what I'm giving you from that river of knowledge, which is also a river, later you can describe that, but it's kind of different kinds. What I'm giving you is a knowledge or a river that quenches your thirst, that has no dot spot of dust or darkness. Is a pure, white, spiritual knowledge that is from the divine presence that will make you white. When you acquire it, it purifies you like crystal water. Water crystal?
Crystal clear.
You become like that. Means you will be able to inherit and begin to receive divine presence blessings. There is no it's all clarity, very clear, and clarity on everything you will be addressing. And he said, وَأَبْرَدْ مِنَ الثَّلْجِ, and more cooler than the ice. When you drink cold water, what you feel? Very fresh, yeah. You feel as if you are newborn. أَبْرَدْ مِنَ الثَّلْجِ, more cooler than ice,
Because in that time, the most precious thing in the desert was what? Water.
And Prophet saying,
more, because they never had ice there. There is no ice. How they have ice in the desert at that time? They were hearing about ice. And Prophet said, it's more colder than ice. Means it will rejuvenate you and refresh you in a way that you will be able to receive heavenly knowledge. Because cold water, icy water, makes you refresh, and when you are very tired and very sweating, you are sweating from running, what you take? Cold water, icy water. When you are dumping yourself into the difficulties of this dunya, and ego is taking over you and riding on you, on your spirituality, you are sweating and you are tiring and you are in big difficulty. What you want? You want to drink something cool to cool you down. He said, that is the cure for the ego, to bring it down after the ego is making you tired. That river is going to give you that kind of heavenly water, water of youth, that will rejuvenate you. It's cooler than anything else. وَأَلْيَنُ مِنَ الزَّبَدِ, and is more softer, very soft, than the zabad, when the waves of the ocean comes on the seashore, on the shore. You see this white
foam.
It's more softer than that foam. Means he will give you something that you can distinguish how much is so clean and so white when you begin to be dressed. This kind of dressings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Prophet giving it to the Ummah. The both shores of that river, Nahr al-Kawthar, one of it is, both of them are made from emeralds, zabarjat.
You know emeralds?
Never mind, emeralds. Zumurrud. Like zabarjat. Similar. Gem. All that beach is made to both, two sides of that river is made from emerald. Means paradise is all gem. That's why when Sayyidina Adam came down on earth, the whole earth was like other planets. There was no life on it. Because as the other planets, there is no life. Why Earth has to have life? There is no life. There was nothing here. When Adam put his feet, this life, this dunya became alive. Why? Because, as we said before many times, he grafted it, like grafting the wild tree, making it a fruitful tree. So in his feet were traces of paradise that turned this whole world to live. From grafting it from paradise, immediately. Sayyidina Adam, when he first put his feet, put it in Ceylon today, Sri Lanka. And that's why they have peak, Adam peak. The whole mountain is gems. All emeralds, sapphire, rubies, every kind of gems is that mountain. Anywhere you dig, you get gems. In Sri Lanka, I visited Maulana Shiva. They take you by helicopter if you want to go up, because very high. It's all the mountain, from top to bottom, huge mountain. So because his feet were touching paradise. So when he touched earth, came gems. So his two the two sides of that river are made from emeralds. وَأَوَانِيهِ مِنْ فِدَّةِ. And that river, there are cups to drink from the river. You cannot have a river without cups for water. It's made all of silver. Ibn Abbas said that there are the numbers of these cups are more than the numbers of the stars and planets in this universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's narrated by Ahmad and Muslim and Abu Dawood and Nisa'i and many others that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he read that surah, he said, do you know what is the Kawthar? They said, Allah and his Prophet knows more. He said, huwa nahrun, is a river that Allah has given to me in paradise. It has lot of khair, lot of goodness. My ummah will come on it in the judgment day. Means Allah is going with the shafa'ah of Prophet. Prophet is going to move the ummah who said, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is going to enter. آنيته عدد القواكب. His the cups of that river that my ummah is going to drink with are on the number of stars and universe, stars and planets in this universe. How many there are? How many stars in these galaxies? In one galaxy, 80 billion. Stars. So how many cups are there? Means how big is it? If you want to put them near each other, no end. And Ibn Abbas said that وَأَخْرَجَ Ibn Mardawi. It's narrated by Ibn Mardawi that Ibn Abbas said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أوتيت الكوثر آنيته عدد النجوم. I have been given the Kawthar, that river, that khair, that's too much khair. I have been given, and its cups that people going to drink are the number of stars. Ibn Abbas said, radiallahu anhuma, that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said that Al-Kawthar is a river in paradise, both sides of it, one is from gold, one is from silver. And its flow on emerald and pearls. Its water is white, whiter than the ice, than snow, and sweetness than honey. Ibn Abbas said, as Ibn Mardawais narrated, that he said that inna atainaka al-kawthar, we have given you the abundance, that it is in a river in paradise, the depths of it, 70,000 farsakh. The depths of it is 70,000 miles. The depth. There is no such ocean in on earth that the depth of it is 70,000 miles. The diameter of the earth is 40,000 kilometers. From one side to another side is
40,000 means around 28,000 miles.
Circumference.
Okay. Circumference is how much?
So that is 70,000 miles.
What is inside? Means what when he says 70,000 miles, we have to understand it. It's not only by counting and measuring. It means there is no way to understand its depth. The depth of what Allah is giving Prophet ﷺ of knowledge and of that river that squinch the thirsty of people. What do you think people when they are sweating on judgment day? Allah is sending sun over the head of people. It's not like now, come on a sunny day, you feel the heat of the sun. You go in the desert, it's more heat. In judgment day, the sun will not be high over your head. It will be on top of your head. Your brain will burn. It will evaporate from the intensity of the sun. How much you will be sweating at that time? So you will be rushing to, by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shafa' intercession. You will be entering to that river to squench your thirsty from that sweating. Allahu Akbar. And this Kawthar, that river is part of that abundance. It's not the whole abundance. It's a part of that. If that is a part, what do you think about what Allah gave to Prophet ﷺ? Allah, Allah. And as Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, that when you drink from that water, you will never get thirsty. Means you will never get thirsty, means you will never get a difficulty. You are eternally living in paradise. Our waridi, the first to enter and to drink from it is Fuqara al-Muhajirun. In Muhajirin. Those who are from, those who migrated with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Medina. And the poor people.
وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها من أراد أن يسمع خرير الكوثر فليدخل إصبعين في أذنيه. سيد عائشة said, anyone wants to hear the sound of that river,
since we were young, we used to do that.
That anyone wants to hear the river of Kawthar, put his fingers in his ears, and he will see the waves and the water flowing, and close it like that. Close well. No, put your finger inside your ear and push it down. Not closing it. This small one. Inside. Yeah, the other one. Inside. Are you hearing? Who is not hearing?
Are you?
Huh?
Amin.
Yeah. Sayyida Aisha said. She said, anyone wants to hear, she's the wife of Prophet, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, anyone wants to hear the Kawthar, put his finger in his ear, and you will hear it. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my river has four corners. On one corner is Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. In one corner, the other corner is Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq.
In the other corner, Sayyidina Osman ibn Affan. In the fourth corner is Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada. Karamallahu wa sallam. Anyone who hates one of them, the other three is not going to give him water to squish his thirst from that. فَمَنْ أَبْغَضَ وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمْ لَمْ يُسْكِهِ الْآخَرِ Anyone hate one of them, he will not get that water. And he is saying here, in the explanation, وَالْأَظْهَرْ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ دَاخِلَةٌ فِي الْكَوْثَرِ He said that all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for this universe, for this whole creation of favors and sustenance are from that kawthar. Means dakhila fil kawthar is part of that kawthar. Means, and who is owning it? It's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Means, if Allah gave Prophet, and from that culture that He gave Prophet, gave to divide to humanity. Yeah, and you have to understand then that means everything. That's why Allah made Prophet to intercede for everyone. إِنَّ جَمِيعَ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ دَاخِلَةٌ فِي الْكَوْثَرِ Every, he said, inna is affirming that all Allah's favors are entering in the abundance, that abundance that Allah gave to Prophet. Zahira aw batina, apparent or unseen. From the apparent that you can see are khayratul dunya wal akhirah. From what you can see are the favors that Allah gave to humanity in dunya and the favors that Allah gave to humanity in akhirah. وَمِنَ الْبَاطِنَ And those that you cannot see, the unseen, are الْعُلُومِ الْلَدُنِّيَّةِ The heavenly knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا We have given him from our heavenly knowledge. That no one can see. Also that is entered in the Tawzah. But what normal people see is what Allah gave you in dunya, what Allah gave you in akhirah, described it in the Holy Quran. And there is above that, the heavenly knowledge, arum al-lawinna, that you cannot see. Al-hasilatu bil-fayd al-ilahi. That knowledge is only can be inherited or can be taken through Allah's bestowing His heavenly and lordly attributes, sending it on those who are able to take it in. Without, بغير اكتساب بواسطة القوة الظاهرية. Without efforts through worldly physical life, but it has to be through spiritual power that you, by meditation and by zikrullah. ومن الله التوفيق and we'll continue next time the فصل لربك وانحر في سكن الله إن شاء الله بحرمة الحبيب وحرمة الفاتح